I'd say the average client stays with us for about 8 months.
That's Matt Whitaker, the director of the Cash Community Food Pantry. He said the pantry also helps those with medical bills who just need assistance for a few months.
And then we have people that are going to be here as long as they live in Cache Valley. And that's usually due to age or disability, whether that's physical or mental. But as long as they're living here, you know, we're happy to help. You know, they're doing what they can.
Seniors, like Deborah Anderson, make up part of that population.
We are retired. We live on Social Security, and by the time we pay rent and utilities, we have no money for food. So this is the only way. And we have a grandson that lives with us, so we've been coming here for years. It just really helps us get through the month. Without it, I don't know what would happen.
According to Jeanette Bolt, the president and CEO of the Utah Food Bank,
right now about 12% of the population in the state of Utah is currently struggling with issues of hunger and food insecurity. And 1 in 7 of those are children. And here in Utah, we've always had larger families. And then the other end of that spectrum are our seniors. We have a large population of seniors. I call them our bookends. We have those two groups on either end of the spectrum that need special help and a lot of help.
Whitaker said the community food pantry helps about 170 families a week, which translates to between 600 and 1,000 individuals a month. And that's not including the thousands helped in conjunction with other agencies and nonprofits in the area, like CAPSA and senior citizen groups. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.